You are the composer. You are the one who writes the songs.
I sit in my bedroom alone writing songs on my bed. And then, yeah, I bring them to the girls. And then we refine them and, like, come up with parts. And typically I end up writing new parts for my own guitar because the way I write songs is without, like, any other instrumentation. So then, like, when she brings in a dope bass line or, like, when we start working on these new songs with Vanessa, I sort of want them to be as creative as possible. And then I pull back and then I kind of work with what they're doing to put in parts that fit that so that we can all sort of, like, speak creatively.
So what inspires you? How do you get, like, inspired to what you got ideas from where? Or what
I'm a very emotional girl.
What is it? Techniques?
So for me, it's like poetry, like writing lyrics and poetry and sitting there with my guitar is sort of, like, therapeutic and cathartic for me. And obviously, I'm like, I love music anyways, but it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of a, like, a release process.
Oh, right.
And I just draw from, like, life experience, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So you guys just released a single, Narcisista?
Narcisista, yeah.
On Apple Music.
And we just shot a video for it, actually.
Yeah, when is that going to be out?
Yeah.
I've been looking for that video everywhere, and
It's coming out.
It's dropping Tuesday, October the 2nd, and you can find it on our Aura Aurora YouTube channel, actually.
Yeah, and that one we filmed with our good friend Ray Meichen, and he works actually with Little Red Sounds on this really cool show called Once More with Feeling that hopefully will be on there in the new year at some point.
Yeah.
And
goals.
Edited by goals. Jillian's good friend Hugh Blank. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is it, the video being released again?
Tuesday,
October the 2nd.
I think it's the 1st. Is October the 1st?
No, it's... Tuesday's the 1st.
Because tomorrow's Monday.
Maybe it's the 1st. Maybe I was planning.
Yeah, because tomorrow's the 30th, and tomorrow's
the
Monday.
First.
It's October the 1st.
Yeah, you don't have to wait 24 hours to watch it. Here, thank you. We have a calendar.
It's both the calendar.
What is Tuesday?
It's the 1st.
It is the 1st.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. Scratch.
Yay,
that.
So the 1st. The first day of October. Spooky season.
You guys have a prefer hour, or is it like a surprise, or do you have it all programmed? Or
I think it might be dropping at midnight or something.
Oh,
yeah.
midnight.
It's gonna be dropping at midnight,
guys.
Midnight,
eh?
The witching hour.
Yeah, and it is very witchy too.
Get it out in time for October because it's a little witchy.
Yeah.
That way.
Speaking of witchy. That Shark Eyes video, it's got a little witchy there. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was our first video that we ever filmed. And yeah, at night.
Oh,
and
Shark Eyes?
Sorry, was Shark Eyes?
Oh,
you said Shark Eyes, right?
Yeah, that has a witchy vibe too. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. We got a little broomstick in there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do have a broomstick. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, we just like our witchiness, so
oh, yeah,
that's
that.
Another influence.
We shot that one with Chris Rakudiak, who's a really good friend of ours, and he our video that's out currently, Deactivate Me, Chris did that one as well, and
yeah.
Your
so
cover
good.
As well. But we gave him a break. We're like, take a break. We're gonna work with some other people. He's very busy, so
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Pancho really likes that video as well, so he keeps putting it on the Facebook webpage. But tell us, guys, where can we find you guys? Where can we find your music? Where can we find your merch?
I mean, all of the typical streaming platforms you can find us. You can find us on Bandcamp. And then, like, for socials, we begrudgingly do have a TikTok. We have an Instagram, Calcedony_music, and we have a Facebook. And we're not to be confused with a other Calcedony from the past, but you know.
They're from the UK and yeah.
Yeah,
and
we realized that later, but I don't think they've released anything since 2017. So if you find new stuff on Spotify,
it'll be ours.
All of that, yes. That's us.
That's on their Aurora Records, right?
Aura Records.
Aura.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, okay. How did you say it again?
Aurora Records. So it's your aura is your energy, and
aurora
borealis is beautiful, and it's all the beautiful colors of, like, nature and your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Thank you. And it's difficult to say. So. And our name's difficult to say as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, Calcedony. Your name again, guys?
Calcedony.
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 Write that down, Pancho.
Yeah, the H is silent. And actually, when Kate was thinking of the name, we thought it was actually Calcedony. Like, that's how
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said it.
Because that's how it's spelled, right?
Uh-huh.
But then We found out later, oh, it's actually
pronounced. Someone sedantically corrected me, and then I was like, no, I'm not changing it, because, like, I'm not going to be corrected. But then I'm such a word nerd that, like, a few months went by, and I'm like, damn it, I can't be correct, but not because of you. Just because I love language.
Yeah.
So
Kelsey. Probably, we go play another song. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is our very new song, actually.
Yeah, this one we haven't recorded yet.
Not yet. Wow. Un estreno hoy aquí en Yuca Stereo.
Una vez igual. No eres el mismo y me tratas mal. Y ante mi Dios yo te podría jurar cuánto te quise y te quiero. Sería fatal. Adiós, amor. Yo fui de ti, el amor de tu vida. Lo dijiste una vez, me lo hiciste creer. Cómo me duele perderte, cómo me duele perderte. Adiós. Sería fatal. Adiós, amor. Yo fui pa' ti el amor de tu vida. Lo dijiste una vez, me lo hiciste creer. Cómo me duele perderte. Me resignaré a olvidarte porque me fallaste.
Algo está pasando aquí en esta cabina. El día de hoy está muy encendido todo. Se siente la vibra. ¿Qué otro rocío por ahí? Pero ya estamos de retache aquí en Yuca Estéreo. Acabamos de escuchar a Elsa y el Mar con Adiós, Amor. Y también escuchamos a la banda que tenemos aquí en vivo, que nos pueden decir cómo se llama la rola que tocaron.
Oh, before we introduce the next song, I gotta let you guys know that this is a premiere. They've never played this anywhere else. And so I'm going to let the band introduce the song. What was the name of the song that we just heard of you guys?
That was called Daisy Chains.
Daisy Chains, and brand
gonna,
new.
Yeah, we're going to be recording that as one of the next two songs that we do with Felix when we go back to Little Red Sounds.
Little Red Sounds, is that the name of the studio?
Yep. It's in New West.
Oh, nice.
Highly recommend, and Felix Fung is amazing. We always work with Felix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun when we're there. We bring our songs to him, and then he puts his creative input. It sometimes, it kind of changes.
Honestly, it's also like, it's like, I always call it like boot camp, because we always like learn.
Oh, yeah.
We always learn something new. Yeah. But I totally respect Felix as an artist, like himself and as a producer. So I always like, we go in with this, like, we're prepared, but we also are prepared for the organic process of it. Mm-hmm. And the two that he's just finishing mixes on right now. They're a little weird, but we like to kind of explore and do weird stuff, and so and he likes that about us too, he says, because then he gets to do different things, and they're a bit quirky.
Yeah, because we're very open to collaborate with him, so we're really excited about the next two songs that we're going to release.
We made some dolphin sounds.
There is some dolphin sounds on one of our songs. Yeah.
Like, you guys make the dolphin sounds?
They're kind of like sexy dolphins. It was just it was a special moment.
You had to be there. You had to be there. They're kind of background. You gotta kind of listen for it.
Yeah, is it in Venus?
Venus.
Yeah, Venus Thirst Trap is going to be the next single, and then we also recorded It's Okay, I'm Not Okay, and I think it's on Venus.
It's kind of in the
so you guys are going to have to
you're going to have to listen to the for the dolphin. They're there,
and it's coming out in October at some point in October. We're not sure yet, but probably closer to Halloween.
Yeah. But your guys' next video is dropping off on Tuesday, October the 1st at midnight, right?
Yeah.
If not, I'll go look at YouTube and I'll make sure that that's the time. Because I don't remember. Maybe that's why I was confused about the date. It'll be midnight on October 1st.
The 1st,
Yeah, no, you got us all intrigued with the dolphin sounds and the drop of the new video and all of this. You guys are hardworking, and then we're in the studio as well.
We hustle 24/7. I mean, yeah, my social life is this band, basically.
Yeah, it's like when you're a music lover, you kind of like, you make it, it's your
24/7.
Yeah. You go out to shows, you hang out with people that have similar interests in music and in art.
Yeah. Or you're coming up with a million music video mood boards. We'll make a mood board for like songs we haven't recorded yet.
Yeah.
Because we get very excited about like every aspect.
So you guys are also filmmakers and script writers, or?
Well, we come up with some of the concepts. Like, we'll collaborate. Like, we collaborated with Chris, but we also come up with a lot of the ideas.
Like, Narcissist.
Narcissist
was
completely us.
Yeah. Which was a lot of fun.
And that's dropping on Tuesday, October the 1st, right?
Yeah. And we filmed it in 2 hours.
No way.
Because we had to run all around that part.
The sun was coming down.
We had to run.
And we all worked that day. We had to go there at like dinner time before the sunset. And because like we don't have the biggest budgets. Like we're doing this with our own money. And we had to like
get down there and like just film it like really quickly. And
I laughed once. I laughed once and he kept it.
Yeah, it's actually in the video.
But we could do two takes per scene.
You get it
or you don't. It's like the most punk rock, gorilla style.
Yeah, so yeah. But we're happy with how it came out.
Yeah.
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 It sounds like real rock and roll, just one thing.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
Yeah.
There's no money trees.
And I think it's a great thing nowadays of technology because it's such a beautiful way of either recording, writing, and now you're also mentioning it on video, you know? I think it's amazing. I think it captures the essence, the energy of the moment. But I like process music just as well, but I don't think it's got the same, you know, feeling, energy of the first kind of takes when you have all that passion into it, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like when it's kind of overdone, you know, you're over-rehearsed, overproduced. When it's kind of something you just got to get done, it's really authentic how we're just like, okay, we're doing it.
And I get bored easy. So I'm always just like, next. And like, we come up with the ideas for what we want to do on the EP. And then like, I dig through all these old demos and I'm like, Jillian, I kind of want to do this song that's like not done. I found it on my iTunes. I don't even have it written down anywhere. So like, we're all going to collaborate on one of the songs for the EP, like from scratch, which is going to be such a fun process, like to do that
super
as a trio.
Fun. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Completely looking forward to listening to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I.
I mean, it's in the works.
I have no idea how it's going to turn out, but
it's got some verses and some choruses and some rough lyrical ideas. Yeah. So.
That's one thing that I really love about being part of this band is the fact that it's so collaborative, and they told me that kind of joining in. It's like, we want you to be yourself and like take your influences and like apply that, and it just works so beautifully with the music that they come up with, and we all just kind of like bring our own selves to the table, and it just works.
Well, to be honest, the time I hear you guys and listen to you guys perform, I thought you guys have been playing for over 20 years because you guys just clicked.
That was our first show. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were pleased with that show.
Yeah.
You know, the first one
Thank
is always nerve-wracking.
Thank you to the sound guy. You were really
good. The sound guy at the Fox is amazing. I can't remember his name right now, but...
I think it was Aaron.
Do you remember his name? Anyone?
I think it was Aaron.
Aaron?
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
Okay.
If that's your name.
We're hoping your name is Aaron, because you were awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel to play another song? How you play?
Oh, we actually only had we rehearsed two.
Yeah, that's still really okay. No,
yeah.
So one question that I have: how do you guys? At what age do you guys feel the call to be musicians? What influences you like when you were kids, or somebody in your family maybe?
Yeah, being an angry 14-year-old, I used to do acting, and I got a little bit of money doing like a Sega commercial or something, and I was like, Mom, I want to get a guitar, and I got a guitar, and I was like hugely influenced by like Nirvana and Kurt Cobain, and so I was sort of like, a lot of girls were like, I want to date Kurt Cobain, and I'm like, I want to be him, and I just like, I wanted to play in the band. I didn't want to just have a crush on the band, so that's kind of how I started.
Yeah, I think Yeah, in the 90s, there was so much great music.
Yeah.
When you're a teenager, you just like soak that stuff up like a sponge. Yeah. And I still listen to a lot of that music even now. But yeah, I was really into Nirvana, which is, you know, a very kind of like 90s thing, especially when you're a teenager. And the whole grunge scene, and I loved Hole and Babes in Toyland and L7. Like, I really loved the Riot Girl movement, so countless bands, huge influence. So yeah, I think my teenage angst was the beginning of that. Like, I just... Yeah, I was just like always in my bedroom with posters all over my walls and like blasting music and being really angry and hating the world.
That's all right.
And you know, I've grown up, but you know, I still have that 16-year-old Jillian inside of me. And I'm like, oh, she would love this, like these songs and playing these shows and
Jillian love this band. Would Jillian listen to Calisthenics?
I would. I know it's not, there's no screaming in it, but... you know, I loved like all the other bands too, like that were kind of softer too, but
softer, usually.
The softer, you know, like there was still some, but that was like what I listened to a lot as a teenager. But then you grow up and you open up to kind of more genres and so I like everything now, but in my teenage years I was definitely listening to a lot of rock and roll, angry music.
For me, it was just, I was going to shows when I was a teenager, and I would always stare at the drummer. And then something in me was like, hey, you know what? Maybe you should do that. And so I think I had my first lesson like 20 years ago, but I started taking it seriously kind of later in life. I think I was like 27 and 41 now, and I've just kind of kept up with it. But I think it's just like, if you're a music lover, you kind of can't help yourself, can't you?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. I quit for 10 years, and I couldn't help it came back. Like, I literally, I was in bands in my 20s and early 30s, and I was like, no, I got super jaded. I got sick of it. And then, like you have to be happy. Well, not like necessarily happy, but you have to love it to do it, because it is a lot of hard work. 100%. And then it just called back to me, like I was going through a hard time, and started playing on my kid's keyboard and like wrote a bunch of songs. I'm like, well, I guess the music has called me back. but yeah, as far, I just want to mention Sonic Youth, because as far as just like playing like my guitar super weird, because I play baritone guitar with a capo in every song, and I don't play like, I'm not like a classically trained musician, but
yeah,
Sonic Youth really opened up my eyes that like, because I was never like, I'm a virtuoso, like da-da-da-da, like that's not me at all. I use a guitar as a tool to write the songs, and Sonic Youth really made it like feel okay to like just be kind of making it up as I go along, and just like, this sounds cool to me, so I'm just gonna go with that.
Yeah, Kim Gordon is definitely a huge influence.
Absolutely.
And Sonic Youth, yeah. And we actually have like a little thing in Deactivate Me, one of our songs. We're like, oh my God, this is so like
Kim
Gordon.
Yeah, she was definitely.
Because she was like, yeah, she was so punk rock, you know, just the way she sang and played bass.
Didn't adhere to any like typical anything, like just so open and like.
Herself, and yeah, which is really inspiring.
You can't see it, but I snapped.
Ok, bueno, vamos a ir a una pausa musical ahora, querido Leo. Tengo una rolita y no se vayan de Yuca Estéreo. Recuerden que es todos los domingos a las 6 de la tarde en el 90.1 FM. Puedes escucharnos a través de la internet en www.cjsf.ca, desde la comodidad de tu hogar. Y pues, puedes comunicarte con nosotros, escribirnos, contactarnos a través de nuestras redes sociales. Si quieres escuchar alguna rola, una banda que tengas por ahí, un artista, un proyecto, bienvenido, siéntanse libres de contactarnos, estamos abiertos para todo tipo de cosas que tengan por ahí que anunciar y que promover. Muchas gracias por estar ahí y nos vamos a una pausa musical, a ver qué tal.
Pancho, vamos, súbele, Pancho. Súbele, Pancho.
Dolor otra vez, yo que me juraba libre y más allá del ayer, yo que me creía lejos de ti, sin más que decir, mírame aquí cantando historias viejas. Pasa que resulta que ayer me acordé de los regalos que solías hacer, uno por cada caricia forzada, cada paso que dabas con disimulo hacia la puerta. Y así, justo antes de dormir, volvieron los recuerdos de esas noches cuando tú traías flores y llenabas la casa para tapar que en realidad no me amabas, o era un intento para dar aliento a una ilusión que ya agonizaba. Y tú traías flores y volteabas la cara para evitar que un día yo adivinara tus planes secretos de ir con el viento y al fin librarte de este tormento. Flores blancas. Regresé al dolor otra vez. Regresé en caída libre como el vicio más cruel. Regresé por la costumbre, quizás. No voy a negar que le agarré cariño a esta pena.